Why real power lies in how you use AI for the online generation. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode from 3WebBox. I'm Chris, and today I'll be reading an insightful article titled, Why Real Power Lies in How You Use and Program AI for the Online Generation. If you've ever wondered how to go beyond just using AI and start programming it to work for you, this article is packed with practical advice and inspiration. Let's dive right in. Here's the real secret that we want the Gen Z and Gen Alphas to know. The people who are really successful with AI, who have true power in this field, aren't the ones using AI to do everything for them. Those that are really excelling in this space are the ones who know how to use AI properly. That means not just having AI do everything for them and instead training or programming AI to do what they need in the way they need it. Chapter 1. A Generation Raised on AI. Today's Gen Z and Gen Alpha groups are growing up with AI on every level. With programs such as ChatGPT, Midjourney, Claude, Perplexity, and even AI tools built into websites such as Google and email platforms such as Microsoft Office, AI isn't beyond their grasp. It's now a part of their essence. The time of saying, "My dog ate my homework," is gone. Today it's, "ChatGPT did it." We do not condone plagiarism or cheating in any regard. We know that a better way to use these platforms instead is to look at them as inspiration. Today's young professionals have the luxury of using AI to help generate business proposals or draft social media content. But here's the issue. Most of us are still just consumers. Many look to AI to do things for them. But don't just ask it to do the work. Tell it how you want it done and why. Chapter 2. AI is a tool, not a Bible. There's a difference between looking to AI for work and taking the wheel and programming it to be your executive assistant. AI is a partner, not a principal. We recommend you use AI to help you, not hurt you. And here's how. 1. Provide feedback. Make sure you're telling your AI what you like and don't like to help improve its ability to function. 2. Program your AI tool to predict more accurate results. 3. Bring your AI tasks together by linking them, such as by using ChatGPT with APIs. 4. Make sure you are your own editor or hire one. Don't just copy-paste. Really fact-check any AI-generated content. 5. Teach AI how to write in your voice. Program it with your own unique style and ways of communicating. Chapter 3. Find success by programming. AI, want to change your business and improve efficiency and success? Programming your AI is the way to do just that. Here are some ways to build your AI empire. 1. Construct AI-powered apps with tools such as Python. 2. Writing custom GPTs with OpenAI's API. 3. Become a master of automations. Use a variety of online tools such as AutoGPT or GPT-4 to help you with this. 4. Don't know how? Ask us. Share your data and train custom models. Even low-code or no-code tools such as Notion AI can help modern-day creators to build AI workflows without being advanced code experts. If you can program your AI assistant, you can control the outcome. Chapter 4. Become AI literate. Here's what you really need to learn. To thrive in this AI-dominated world, you don't necessarily need a computer science degree, although it would sure help, but you do need to make sure you are AI literate. Here's what we think you should learn and why. 1. Ethical work. Know the do's and don'ts of AI and how to use it correctly. 2. Data skills. Know how to use and read data. Then, know how to put that information into AI to get the information you need in the right way. 3. Prompt engineering. Learn how to communicate with your AI assistant for the best results. 4. APIs and automation. Learn about different AI tools and how you can connect them to help automate your business. 5. Programming. Knowing just a little bit of programming skills can help you in the long run when it comes to building your AI assistant for success. Chapter 5. AI is the latest modern invention. Having a calculator doesn't make you a mathematician, right? But it certainly can help you solve math problems. AI is the same. While it might not do the math for you, it can help you solve a problem, and often faster than doing it alone. The real advantage lies in understanding how to be a critical thinker and use AI strategically and creatively to help you in the long run. Final takeaway: as this next generation is growing up with AI, it's important we help them navigate this new digital landscape. Let's make sure we're building critical thinkers who can help advance the technology and not just depend on it. Need help on how to build and command your AI assistant? Reach out to us at 3webbox.com. Thanks so much for listening to this article with me. I hope it gave you a fresh perspective on how to take control of your AI tools and use them to your advantage. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check out more insights at 3webbox.com, and don't forget to subscribe or follow for the next one. Until then, stay curious, stay creative, and I'll see you in the next article.